Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Golder, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Zayin, the 10th parak, Elhena Nechanakim. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, a braisa darshans, ki yapalo mincha davar. If a matter is hidden from you, teaching that the pasuk is discussing mufusha bebasin, a distinguished member of basin, referring to an ordained judge. The braisa darshans numerous phrases in the pasuk to hint to various possible topics of dispute. The pasuk continues, vakamta, and you shall rise up, meaning mebasin, from the court of your city, instructing the local basin to ascend with the zaken mamre to ask the basin Yushalayim. Valisa, and you shall ascend. This teaches that the Beis HaMikdash is higher than anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gavo mikol ha'artzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. The second statement is derived from a different pasuk. The braisa concludes el hamakom, to the place melamed shamakom goreim. This teaches that the place of Sanhedrin causes the law of zaken mamre to apply, meaning only if the ruling was issued in the lishkas ha'gazis. Point number two, in a braisa Rav Meir says, Zaken Mamre ino chayv el davash zedona karas ushkogos ochatas. A Zaken Mamre is only chayv for ignoring Sanhedrin's ruling in a matter whose intentional transgression incurs karas and whose unintentional transgression obligates a karmen chatas. Rav Yehuda says the dispute must be al davash ikru medivrei Torah uperusha medivrei sofrim, about a matter whose fundamental element is written in the Torah and its interpretation is taught by the sofrim, meaning the early sages. Rav Shimon goes further and says, afilo dikduk echot medukduke sofrim, even if the dispute is about one detail inferred by the sofrim. Rav Meir derives his opinion from a gezerah shava of davar davar from parlam davar shel tzibur, which is only brought for an aver, which is liable to karas for mezid and a chatas for shogeg. Rav Yehuda darshans al pi haTorah asher yerucha, according to the law that they will teach you, to teach that he's not liable ad deika Torah v'yerucha, until there is a dispute about written law, and they will teach you, meaning the sage's interpretation. Rabbi Shimon darshans asher yagidu lecha min hamakom ahu, whatever they tell you from that place, afilu kodahu, even a minimal point. And point number three, the braisa before darshan phrases in the pasuk to hint to many different possible topics of dispute. There are 21 in all. Rav Papa interprets this entire list according to Rav Meir's opinion that a zaken mamre is only chayv for a dispute involving possible karas. The braisa darshans being din ledin, between verdict and verdict, to hint to the disputes being din in mamonos, din in nefashos, din in makos, whether about monetary cases, capital cases, or cases about malkos. Din in mamonos refers to the machlokas about a monetary ruling issued by two judges, which most said is valid and Rabbi Avoh said is not valid. Thus, if someone is awarded money by a two-person court, and Sanhedrin ruled like Shmuel, and the zaken mamre ruled like Rabbi Avoh, he would consider the awarded money stolen by the victorious party. If he marries a woman with that money, the zaken mamre would consider the condition invalid and permit her to marry others, resulting in a karas violation. Din nefashos refers to a machlokas about paying compensation for an inadvertent murder, and din makos refers to machlokas about the number of judges required to give someone malkos, and if the court is not authorized, they must pay damages. These monetary disputes result in possible karas, like before. So once again, the three points are number one, a braisa darshans, ki yapalo mincha davar, if a matter is hidden from you, teaching that the pasuk is discussing mufusha bebasin, a distinguished member of basin, referring to an ordained judge. The braisa darshans numerous phrases in the pasuk to hint to various possible topics of dispute. The pasuk continues, vakamta, and you shall rise up, meaning mebasin, from the court of your city, instructing the local basin to ascend with the zaken mamre to ask the basin Yushalayim. Valisa, and you shall ascend. Melamed shebeis hamikdash gavo me'eretz Yisrael. This teaches that the beis hamikdash is higher than anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gavo mikol ha'artzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. The second statement is derived from a different pasuk. The braisa concludes el hamakom, to the place melamed shamakom goreim. This teaches that the place of Sanhedrin causes the law of zaken mamre to apply, meaning only if the ruling was issued in the lishkas ha'gazis. Point number two, in a braisa Rav Meir says, Zaken Mamre ino chayv el davash zedona karas ushkogos ochatas. A zaken mamre is only chayv for ignoring Sanhedrin's ruling in a matter whose intentional transgression incurs karas and whose unintentional transgression obligates a karmen chatas. Rav Yehuda says the dispute must be al davash ikru medivrei Torah uperusha medivrei sofrim, about a matter whose fundamental element is written in the Torah and its interpretation is taught by the sofrim, meaning the early sages. Rav Shimon goes further and says, afilo dikduk echot medukduke sofrim, even if the dispute is about one detail inferred by the sofrim. Rav Meir derives his opinion from a gezerah shava of davar davar from parlam davar shel tzibur, which is only brought for an aver, which is liable to karas for mezid and a chatas for shogeg. Yudadarshans al pi Torah asher Yerucha, according to the law that they will teach you, to teach that he's not liable ad the ikat Torah of Yerucha, until there is a dispute about written law, and they will teach you, meaning the sage's interpretation. Rabbi Shimon darshans asher yagidu lecha mina makom ahu, whatever they tell you from that place, afilu kodahu, even a minimal point. And point number three, the Braisa before darshan phrases in the pasuk to hint to many different possible topics of dispute. There are 21 in all. Rav Papa interprets this entire list according to Rav Meir's opinion that a zaken mamre is only chayv for a dispute involving possible karis. The Braisa darshans being din ledin between verdict and verdict to hint to the disputes being din in mamonos, din in nefashos, din in makos, whether about monetary cases, capital cases, or cases about malkos. Din in mamonos refers to the machlokas about a monetary ruling issued by two judges, which Shmuel said is valid and Rav Avoh said is not valid. Thus, if someone is awarded money by a two-person court, and Sanhedrin ruled like Shmuel, and the Zaken Mamre ruled like Rabbi Avoh, he would consider the awarded money stolen by the victorious party. If he marries a woman with that money, the Zaken Mamre would consider the kedushin invalid and permit her to marry others, resulting in a karis violation. Dine Nefashos refers to a machlokas about paying compensation for an inadvertent murder, and Dine Makos refers to machlokas about the number of judges required to give some of malkas, and if the court is not authorized, they must pay damages. These monetary disputes result in possible karis, like before. All right, so now it's time to go to our Siman Daf Pei Zayin, and this Siman was suggested to us by Binyamin Mishal from Boca Raton and by Eli Behar from Ramat Beit Shemesh. They both suggested the Pei Zayin are golden Pez candy dispensers. Golden Pez candy dispensers. So here goes. The Zaken Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash. After the Zaken Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah, whose words are like gold and explained by the Rabbanan, and stated that a ruling given by two judges on a piece of gold used for kedushin was invalid. Once again, slow motion. The Zaken Mamre and the Basin walked together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers. Gold Pez candy dispensers? That must be on Daf Pei Zayin. The Zaken Mamre and the Basin walked together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the base of Mikdash, which reminds us the Zaken Mamre and his disputants go up to the base of Mikdash, which is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. So the Zaken Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash. After the Zaken Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah, whose words are like gold and explained by the Rabban, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what kind of halachic disagreement qualifies for a Zaken Mamre. There are three opinions given. Rabbi Yehuda says the dispute must be al davar she'ikru medivrei Torah uperusha medivrei sofrim, about a matter whose fundamental element is written in the Torah and its interpretation is taught by the sofrim, meaning the early sages. So the Zaken Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash. After the Zaken Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah, whose words are like gold, and explained by the Rabban, and stated that a ruling given by two judges on a piece of gold used for kedushin was invalid, which reminds the Gemara discusses karis violations resulting from a dispute about dinim mamonos. This refers to the machlokas about a monetary ruling issued by two judges, which Shmuel said is valid and Rabbi Avoh said is not valid. Thus, if someone is awarded money by a two-person court and Sanhedrin ruled like Shmuel and the Zaken Mamre ruled like Rabbi Avoh, he would consider the awarded money stolen by the victorious party. If he then marries a woman with that money, the Zaken Mamre would consider the kedushin invalid and permit her to marry others, resulting in a karis violation. So the Zaken Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash. After the Zaken Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah, whose words are like gold, and explained by the Rabbanan, and stated that a ruling given by two judges on a piece of gold used for kedushin was invalid. So once again, the Zaken Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash. After the Zaken Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah, whose words are like gold, and explained by the Rabbanan, and stated that a ruling given by two judges on a piece of gold used for kedushin was invalid. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Pei Gimel. So the Siman Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. When the pogo stick and cone pogo stick, that must be on Daf Pei Gimel. When the pogo sticking cone bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to misa bidei shamayim, which reminds us, the Braisa states, ve'elu sheba misa, and these are the ones liable to death at the hands of heaven, meaning misa bidei shamayim. Among the list is one who eats tevel and a kohen tame who eats truma, which is tahor. So when the pogo sticking cone bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to misa bidei shamayim, he got a pass because the sheretz touched the truma first, which reminds us the Gemara brings the source that if a kohen tameh eats truma, he's pater if the truma was already tameh. So when the pogo stick and cone bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to misa bidei shamayim, he got a pass because the sheretz touched the truma first, while another pogo stick and cone got misa bidei shamayim for performing avoda without big dei kohuna, and therefore was considered like zar sheshimesh, which reminds us, the Gemara provides a source that mechuser begadim, a kohen lacking the garments required for kohanim, is liable to misa bidei shamayim for performing avoda. The pasuk says, v'chagartem osam avneid, and you shall girdle them with a belt, and the kohuna shall be for them, implying, v'zman shebigdem alehem kohuna sam alehem, when their garments are upon them, their kohuna is upon them. Ein bigdem alehem, ein kohuna sam alehem. If their garments are not all upon them, their kohuna is not fully upon them. Thus, they're considered like zarim, regarding avoda. Daf Pei Dalet. So the simmer Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. While the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did avoda in the Mikdash was Chayev, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad. Launch pad? That must be on Daf Pei Dalet. Launch pad. While the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did avoda in the Mikdash was Chayev, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three opinions for the source of the punishment of Azar who serves in the Mikdash. So, while the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did avoda in the Mikdash was Chayev, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad and was almost joined by someone who wounded his father, which reminds us. The 10th parak begins, El Hena Nechanakim. These are the ones who are strangled. One who strikes his parent, one who kidnaps a Jew, Azak and Mamre, a sage who rebels against the Sanhedrin, a Navi Sheker, one who prophesies in an idol's name, an adulterer, Edim Zomim of a married Bas Kohen, who testified she should receive Sreifa, and a man who had relations with a married Bas Kohen. The Gemara explains how we know that Maka Aviv means to wound a father and not to kill him. So while the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did a vote in the Mikdash was Chayev, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad and was almost joined by someone who wounded his father, but was told he was Pater since it was due to bloodletting, which reminds us, a son letting the blood of his father for health purposes is Pater from punishment. Daf Pei Hei. So the simmer Daf Pei Hei relates to the Pei of the mouth, and we use a dentist for the simmer. So here goes. When the dentist, that must be wrong, Daf Pei Hei, Pei, mouth, dentist. When the dentist argued that a son should not be allowed to hit him as a shliach basin, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was asked, can a son be made a shliach basin to strike or curse his father, meaning if his father was liable to malchus or excommunication respectively? Rabbi Bar Rav Huna and a bris Rav Shmuel ruled, "Ocho ena ben nasa shliach la'aviv la'kosu l'kalu." For all sins, a son is not made a shliach beistin to strike or curse his father, chus memesis, except for one who instigates others to serve avodah zorah. His son may carry out his sentence because the Torah says about him, "Osachmo v'sichaselav." You shall not have compassion nor conceal him. So, when the dentist argued that his son should not be allowed to hit him as a shliach beistin, the son replied that he was permitted to strike him given that his father is an evil sinner, which reminds the Gemara discusses cursing a parent after his death, and we learn that a sinful parent is also excluded from the striking prohibition. So when the dentist argued that his son should not be allowed to hit him as a shliach beistin, the son replied that he was permitted to strike him given that his father is an evil sinner for kidnapping a boy and putting him to work as a dental assistant. Which reminds the next mission states, Gonav Nefesh Mi'Yisrael, one who kidnaps a Jew, is not chayv to chenek until he takes him into his possession. Rav Yehuda says he must take him into his possession, mishtamish bo, and make use of him, as the pasuk says, v'samer bo u'machro, and he made use of him and sold him. Daf Pei Vav. So the simmer Daf Pei Vav is police. So here goes. The police officers, police. That must be one Daf Pei Vav. The police officers who were dragging the second set of Edim for our Ben Sora Mora were found Zomim to Basin, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, which reminds me, we learned that second Edis is not Chatzi Davar, where the first Edis is independently effective, such as in the case of a Ben Sora Mora. So the police officers who were dragging the second set of Edim for our Ben Sora Mora were found Zomim to Basin, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, and were joined by officers dragging Edi Ganeva of a kidnapping, who were found to be Zomim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas of Edi Ganeva of kidnapping are killed, and the Malchokas is based on the question whether the Edis of the Ganeva Umechira stand on their own, or whether the Edis of the kidnapping is the beginning of the selling. So the police officers who were dragging the second set of Edim for Ben Sora More, who were found Zomim to Basin, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, and were joined by officers dragging Edi Ganeva of a kidnapping, who were found to be Zomamin, had to wait behind the officers doing crowd control outside Basin, dealing with Azak and Mamre and his whole local Basin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah discusses Zaken Mamre Alpi Basin, a sage who rebels against Sanhedrin, who is killed with Chenek. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do you discuss? What kind of halachic disagreements qualify for Zaken Mamre? We have 3 different opinions. That's on Dav. Pezayin. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn? A Tamei Kohen is not Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim for eating Truma if the Truma was already Tamei. That's on Dav. Pei Gimel. Good. Number 3, which of the one Pinchas would have been killed for killing Zimri after the act, and Zimri could have killed Pinchas. That's on Dav. Pei Beis. Good. Number 4, which of the one that someone convicted for 2 types of Misa receives the more severe one. That's on Dav. Pei Off. Good. Number 5, which stuff do we discuss Azak and Mamre in general. That's on Dav. Pevav. Good. Number 6, which of the one about karas violations resulting from a dispute about dinim amonos. That's on Dav. Pezayin. Good. Number 7, which of the one a son is pater if he wounded his father through bloodletting. That's on Dav. Pedalad. Good. Number 8, which daf do we malkokas of Edi Geneva, the witnesses to a kidnapping, are killed. That's on Dav. Pevav. Good. Number 9, which stuff do we put someone in the kippah who has violated a lav sheish bokaris 3 times? That's on Dav. Pay off. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we learn that the Zaken Mamre and his disputants go up to the base of Migdash, which is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael? That's on Dav. Pei Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.